love of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Love of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidil mursalin amma ba'd fa'audu billahi minash shaitanir rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim assalatu wassalamu alayka ya rasulullah wa ala alika washabika ya habiballah assalatu wassalamu alayka ya nabiyallah wa ala alika washabika ya nurallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to the beautiful program of Madani channel, love of the beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, in this beautiful program of Madani channel, we have spoken about many aspects of love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, as this is the base of iman. And then what love exactly is, what does love demand, what does love require, how should a lover be? And when we have the claim of loving the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, how should we practically embark on that certain claim? So alhamdulillah, we have been covering these topics, and the more we get into this topic, the more we get into these discussions, it becomes so wonderful and amazing, because we revolve our entire topic and the entire program regarding the examples of the Sahaba, that how they were in terms of claiming and how they were in terms of practically applying those claims. Subhanallah azza wa jal. So in the previous topic, in the previous episode, we spoke about how the Sahaba described Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. What were their comments about Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? In other words, we can say, how was their method of na'at of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What was their description of the most beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? So today as well, we have a similar topic, and this is also about tribute, but this will mainly focus on the Sahabiyat. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Sahaba is the plural of Sahabi, meaning companions, and Sahabiyat is the female form of Sahaba. So the female companions, those who learned through their husbands, those who were Sahabis, or through Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, through the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, those who were fortunate enough in the state of Iman to see Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, how did they find Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? But before we get into the topic, let's listen to a beautiful narration of sending salawat, durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who recites durood upon me 50 times daily, I shall shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with the privilege of being an ummati of the most noble prophet, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And undoubtedly this is a privilege, this is an honor, and we cannot thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enough for bestowing upon us this great privilege and this great honor. In the life of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we find a perfect example, a perfect role model, no one better than him, the perfect being, subhanallah azza wa jal. And every aspect of life, every run of life, every way of life, every situation of life, whether that is related to a person's family life, business life, market life, in terms of a person being a father, in terms of a person being a son, in terms of a person being head of the family, or in terms of person being head of an organization, an institute, or even a state, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in every faculty of life, has trained us and taught us everything. And to see it physically, we have the habits and sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also the examples of the Sahaba-i-Kiram, that how they implemented the sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the advices of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam in their lives. Allahu Akbar. Likewise, we see the sahabiyat, because there are many matters which are specific to women. So obviously women also need to learn them. So subhanallah azza wa jal, the practices of sahabiyat are there. Subhanallah, there are many matters which through the azwaj mutahharat, especially Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, through the wives or directly, at many occasions, at many situations, has given the perfect module and the perfect guideline for women as well. Meaning, the specific situations which are relevant to women directly, like the rights of a wife, meaning how should a woman be when she is a wife? How should a woman be when she is a mother? How should a woman be when she is a sister? How should a woman be when she is a mother-in-law? How should a woman be when she is a daughter-in-law? So many such things, the women also have examples. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, they have the examples of the pious ladies of Islam, the pious women of Islam, especially the sahabiyat, subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, and their tributes in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Because sahaba-i-kiram, naat of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in the praise of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we see it excessively by these great people, the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We see the example of the sahaba-i-kiram. Just before I can mention few about the female sahabiyat, I will mention few about the sahabas. What the sahabas said about the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Thabit bin Qais radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, Allah appointed the best amongst his servants who was of noble lineage, truthful and honorable in nature. He was the chosen one from the whole creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Anas radiyallahu anhu, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not mischievous in discussion, nor did he curse or swear. Meaning he would not say anything such which could hold any vulgarity, which could be of mischief to the people, which could become a problem or a means of a person's heart to break. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sweet spoken. He was kind. He was so merciful, subhanAllah. Again, Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, the master of all creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would visit the sick, accompany the funerals, and accept the invitations of any servant. The noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was the best, most generous, and the most courageous. Sayyiduna Adi bin Hatim radiyallahu anhu says, upon seeing the humbleness of the messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I was granted certainty that he is a prophet and not a king. Meaning, looking at his humbleness, he was such humble. Allahu Akbar. Another great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Sayyiduna Mughira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, Allah's messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam worshipped so much that his blessed feet would become swollen. Sayyiduna Abu Salma radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, it was stated to the messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, why do you perform salah so much? The noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, should I not be a grateful servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Subhanallah azza wa jal, likewise many such great comments and descriptions regarding Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, Sayyiduna bin Abi Hala radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, the beloved's, meaning the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's silence was a reflection of forbearance, power, intelligence and thought. Sayyiduna Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, the message of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's words possessed the attributes of modulation and deliberateness. This meant that the beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would converse slowly. It would be a very thoughtful and a very meaningful conversation. It wouldn't be like as if a person has spoken for 15-20 minutes and you don't even get a message out of that. Or a person speaks up for, you know, about 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 10 minutes, and at the end the message comprises on 15 seconds or something. So Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's speech was very, 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 very thoughtful. It was so meaningful. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would speak few words, and those few words were not such that a person would be in confusion that what does it mean, and it would not be excessive as well. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was jawami'ul kalim. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's speech was short, but yet so meaningful. Meaning it was complete. No room for faults or no room for confusions. That was our master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So well, these were just few examples of how the sahaba-i kiram, they found Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What were their comments and how was their description of the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is an entire episode on this topic, the tribute of Sahaba in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. There we have so many more examples of great, great Sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Like Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu anhu, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu anhu, Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, and many other Sahaba as well. Their comments, and especially Sayyidina Hassan bin Thabit, the great Natkhan of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So there is an entire episode on that. But inshallah azza wa jal, we will speak about how the Sahabiyat, how the pious women of Islam, how the pious female Sahabi, how the pious female companions of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam describe Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the beloved blessed wife of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, our Ammi Jan, our mother, Ummul Mu'mineen, subhanallah azza wa jal. She says the situation of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's family was such that fire would not be kindled in it for months. Meaning the stove would not lit. Meaning there would not be preparations to cook for months. We would survive on dates and water. Allahu Akbar. The King of all the worlds, the beloved of the beloveds, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the most dearest Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most noble Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And look at the situation. There would not be a light burnt, a fire burnt for the sake of cooking for months in his house. Allahu Akbar. Again, by Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she says that if they heard the characteristics of his cheeks in Egypt, they would not offer money in the purchase of Yusuf alayhi salam. If the admonishers of Zulaikha saw his forehead, they would prefer cutting their hearts rather than their hands. Allahu Akbar. The beauty of Yusuf ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam is very evident, is very famous. Subhanallah. But Bibi Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha mentions that if it was Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, then people would have cut their hearts. Allahu Akbar. And Ala Hadrat Adimul Barakat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi mentions very beautifully and basically shows a comparison. He says, Husni Yusuf pe kati Misr mein angushte zana. Husni Yusuf pe kati Misr mein angushte zana, meaning upon the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam in Egypt were cut fingers were cut of the women, meaning the women cut their fingers in Egypt upon seeing the beauty of Yusuf ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. They were totally engrossed. And then he continued, Husni Yusuf pe kati Misr mein angushte zana, sar katate hain tere naam pe mardane arab. But ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, when it's your case, when we speak about your beauty, Allahu Akbar, there we were speaking about women. Here we are talking about men. There we are talking about the beauty, but here we are talking just about your name. There it was about beauty, but here just about your name. Beauty is far away. Beauty is on another level. Just the name, Allahu Akbar. Beauty is on such a level that a shayar said, Qadmo mein jabi ko rehne do, chehre ka tasawwur mushkil hai. Jab chand se barkar edi hai, rukhsar ka alam kya hoga. That let my forehead, let my head be in the blessed feet. Allahu Akbar. To comprehend the blessed face is very far. when the blessed feet of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam are far, far, far more beautiful than the moon, then imagine what would be the effect, the essence and the beauty of the radiant face of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So Allah Hazrat is now mentioning the beauty is far away. There we spoke about the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam. Here we are talking about the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There it was about women, here it's about men. There it was about Egypt and here it is about Arabia. There it was about cutting fingers, but here Allahu Akbar, sar katate hain tere naam par mardane Arab. These are the men of Arabia who are ready to sacrifice their heads on your name, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So subhanallah azza wa jal, we see this beautiful description by Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, which is kind of very much an explanation of what Bibi Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha mentioned. Subhanallah azza wa jal, Sayyida Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the blessed daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, she says, there is nothing upon the one who smells the grave of Ahmad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam if he does not smell fragrances through all times. Meaning, this is a share which Bibi Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha mentions, and this describes the blessings of the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Sayyida Safiya binte Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu ta'ala anha mentions, and these are also a few couplets. The translation of these couplets is as follows. Nay, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you were our hope. You were kind to us and you were never, never discourteous to us. You were compassionate, our guide and teacher. Whoever is to cry should cry upon you today. My mother, maternal aunt, paternal uncle, forefathers, life and wealth are sacrificed upon Allah's messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ye ik jaan kya hai agar hon karoro, tere naam par sab kuwara karun main. That what is this life? If I had a million of lives, if I had millions of lives, I would one by one, sacrifice all my lives on you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The girls of Madinatul Munawwara, Allahu Akbar, ta'ala al-badru alayna, min thaniyatil wada', wajaba shukru alayna, mada'a lillahi da. Allahu Akbar, the white moon rose over us from the valley of al-wada'. Obligatory upon us is gratefulness so long as the invoker calls to Allah Azza wa Jal. O the one who was sent amongst us, you have come with a command that is to be complied. Allahu Akbar, when Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam entered into Madinatul Munawwara, the girls of Madinatul Munawwara were reading this loudly. The whole atmosphere was in excitement. But elders, young, everyone basically was excited. Everyone was rejoicing. Why? Because it is Sarkar ki Ahmad Marhaba, Dildar ki Ahmad Marhaba. The Prophet has come. The Prophet has arrived. It is welcome, 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 Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is such a personality. Alhamdulillah, through these examples, through such narrations, we are seeing that how affectionate, how merciful, and how beloved Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is. So these words and these descriptions of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam are from those who have seen Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They have observed Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They have spent time with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They have been on journeys with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They have seen Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in times of happiness. And they have seen Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in times of sadness. They have seen Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in times of prayer. They have seen Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in times of very, very severe tortures. Allahu Akbar, like the event of Taif. So there are many events, many occasions in which the life, the practices, and the habits of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam were evident in front of the Sahaba ikram, and the Sahaba ikram observed those. But at the end, when we conclude and look into the descriptions of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam by the Sahaba ikram, we see what sort of a great personality our great master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had. And undoubtedly, as I mentioned earlier, that this is the fadl, it is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has made us amongst the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So the point here is, undoubtedly, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the best of creation. He is the reason of the creation of the entire universe. He is the mercy to the entire universe. He is undoubtedly the greatest of all. He is the best of creation, the most beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But one point out of numerous points we learn is that those people who may be around us, those people who may be close to us, our relation to them, our behavior towards them, our character towards them, because what happens is that a person may seem very good, very kind, very merciful, very kind-hearted, very soft-spoken from the outside. But once you get near him, once you go around with him, once you spend more time with him, once you go on a journey with him, so what happens is your review and your description changes. Then a person ends up saying that I had thought that this person is a very kind person. I thought that this person is a very well-spoken person. I thought he was a very well-natured person. But hey man, this guy is something else. Look at his language, he's always swearing. Look at him, he's always in that rough tone. Look at him, he's always insulting someone. Look at him, he's always swearing someone. Look at him, he is always hurting someone's feelings. Look at him, he's so greedy. Look at him, he is not concerned about anybody's feelings. This is something which usually happens. And we see this from the seerat of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that the Sahaba, after spending their lives with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, they're giving such wonderful remarks, which is actually a lesson for us. So when people greet us, when they meet us, so our character, our nature, our attitude should be such that they draw closer to us and ultimately draw closer to the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That would be success. They get closer to a beautiful environment. They get closer to the environment of Dawat-e-Islami. They become eager to carry out the religious activities of Dawat-e-Islami. So our nature will pull us, and at the end they should mention. No, obviously that should not be our intent. But they should have in their mind that it was not something from the outside and something else from the inside. This was what it was. On the apparent, it is what it is behind the curtains. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also grant us the ability that we focus our nature. We focus our character. That if somebody comes closer to us, inshallah azza wa jal, he does not find a different picture. It's not that he is seeing two different people. No. It should be same. The love which was outside, the love, same love should be towards the inside as well. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us a person who brings other people closer to Deen. A person who focuses on his character and behavior. And the best formula to do so, the best formula to self-reformation is actually the gift which Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah has given us. Because self-reformation is very, very important. Every person may have some sort of a letdown, a mistake, a certain fault, or a bad habit. And these things can be resolved by self-reformation, by contemplation, by thinking and pondering upon your own self. Meaning basically to look into your heart, to look into yourself. And the gift which Amir al-Sunnah, the tool which Amir al-Sunnah has given to us for this, is the Madani in Amat, the Islahi A'mal. It is just a questionnaire. But this simple looking questionnaire is actually something magical. Yes, it is something revolutionary. It is something that if you are listening about this for the first time, I would request you just get it, get a copy of it, or you can even download it. 72 Good Deeds for Islamic Brothers, 63 for Islamic Sisters, 44 children, 92 for Jamiatul Madina students. Just download it or purchase a copy of it from Maktabatul Madina. Read through it. And if you don't find this to be something revolutionary, then trust me, there is a problem then. Because it is not possible that a person looks into it, reads it and does not find it revolutionary. You'll be shocked and amazed that what does Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliya want you to become. So download it or purchase it. Get a copy of it. Go through it. No problem. Don't fill it. Just go through it. Once you go through it, you will find this encouragement automatically in yourself that I should try filling it. So per day, there is a question. There are certain questions which have to be answered on a daily basis. Certain on a weekly basis. Certain on a monthly basis. And just few in a lifetime. In a whole lifetime. Few yearly, few monthly, few weekly, few daily. So it's a whole set of questions. And what this does is, for example, a question is, did you treat everybody equally today? And your answer is no. So when you are marking a no for yourself of that certain day, it will, you know, hit you a little bit in your mind that no, tomorrow it should be all right tomorrow. So let's encourage ourselves in this way. Let's inshallah azza wa jal focus on self-reformation and become such people that just by our meeting, just by our greeting, a person draws near to the Islamic environment, the religious environment of Dawat-e-Islami. Keep watching Madani channel. Keep watching this beautiful program. Love of the beloved, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam.
Love of the beloved, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Love of the beloved, sallallahu alaihi wasallam.